Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Well, Jody O'Malley is only doing 5 more minutes with us. I'd love to get her back up and she can do a longer interview. But just you got the floor here in the 5 minutes we have. What else, as a major whistleblower, MSN, RN, HHS whistleblower in Health and Human Services, what else do you want to impart to this audience?
I want people to know that, let's take our kids, for example, okay? From the ages of 0 to 17, there's approximately 75 million. But maybe last week or something, I saw that there were 400 deaths with a positive COVID number or with a positive COVID result. Okay? So 400 in a population of 75 million. To give you an idea, I believe that there is about 50,000 that have died over the last 18 months. It's a normal number, right? Everything is included in that. Suicides, birth, cancer, all of it, okay? So out of that, you have 400 or so deaths with a positive COVID number. If you just look at the facts, that is statistically a 0% chance of dying. Zero. Okay? So the fact that they're pushing this on our kids is absolutely evil at its highest form because there is no reason for it. Kids mostly have asymptomatic, right? They don't even know they have it. And if they do have it, they just have like a cold-like symptoms. But yet we are ruining their education and messing with their spiritual and mental health like no other. So please, I do not recommend at all for, really, honestly, let me put it to you this way. My dad, who has almost every comorbidity that you can imagine, I do not recommend the vaccine for him. Okay.
And again, I'm sure you know better than I, but it's not even technically a vaccine. They've had to change the definition of that. It's a gene therapy. And just for folks that don't know, from your expert view, why do you think they're so hell-bent on targeting children, even though they know there's going to be problems in deaths, particularly it's been already in teenagers? Why are they being so reckless, so crazy? It's like a gun is to Fauci and Bill Gates' head. What do you and the other nurses and doctors think's behind this?
Well, about control, I've had people tell me that they think it, you know, to sterilize the children, to kill off our children in some way, shape, or form, or really a whole society. I am like probably the majority of Americans, Alex. I haven't heard of you. I just heard of you this year and so many others. Conspiracy theorists and all of that was something, you know, that was just a bad word. Now I almost take pride in that word because conspiracy theorists almost is like you're a critical thinker. And that's what they don't want you to do anymore. They don't want you to critically think. They just want you to comply.
And are you being persecuted? Are you being fired? And I know that you're going through a lot doing this. How is your job right now?
I haven't heard from them. I was supposed to work on Sunday, but I called in, you know, telling them that I needed to take care of my spiritual and mental health and that I needed to really sit back and think what it meant to be a federal employee and uphold my oath to do no harm at the same time.
Let me ask you a question. Did you have a burning to warn people when you saw this happen? And A, and then B, are you feeling stronger and more empowered now that you've made this courageous step?
Oh, absolutely. The first part, did you say about having a burning desire?
Yes.
Yes, I had a burning desire. I mean, I've been screaming this to my Facebook community. Anybody can go on my Facebook page and see all of the public comments that I made. I just never said I was a federal employee, so people didn't know that I worked with the...
You're out of time. You're a beautiful lady. Your soul's beautiful, Judy. Jody, how do people find you on Facebook? What's the handle? What's the name?
Go to Instagram and Nurse for Natives.
Nurse for Natives. All right. Jody O'Malley, an amazing lady with HHS. God bless you.
I'll tell you what's life and death. If you don't have freedom of speech, if you don't have the right to be able to communicate, then you don't have a future. Always when governments take away speech, they then enslave the population, and then they finally start exterminating the population. And America, the entire world, is going down the tubes because of the UN Global's directed Great Reset. That's why it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air and that all of us stay healthy. That's why I'm offering a bunch of our best-selling products at 50% off for a limited time, only until the end of the month of September. That's only about 12, 13 days as of the time we're taping this. And that means all these amazing products. We have Ultra 12, highest quality B12, taken out of the tongue. We have Winter Sun, highest quality organic vitamin D3, taken out of the tongue. Amazing. We've got Knockout the Sleep Aid. We've got Hair and Beard Formula that's got all the vitamins and minerals as well, not just your hair and beard. And we've got our great liquid turmeric formula, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And to keep us on the air, take action, and I thank you.
To the town of Avril rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw, loose and running, came the whisper from each lip. And he's here to do some business with a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip.
We are back live now into hour number three. James O'Keefe had an amazing whistleblower, Jody O'Malley, very powerful, along with us. He'll be joining us later in the hour. He's in an emergency meeting. So much is breaking. I know the feeling of being in a war room where just stuff is coming in so fast, and you've just got to defend the Republic. What an incredible time. Borders wide open, UN-financed invasions, all the big comedians, you know, that the media is pushing, saying America sucks, America's Nazis, America's Hitler, get rid of America, American flags are bad, world government's good, Biden pledging allegiance to China. We played it last hour saying China owns us. We are mortgaged. You know, there's nothing we can do. And laughing about it, the crowd clapping, Millie saying it, all of this. And then you hear Jody O'Malley. She's what they fear before they get their robots in place, which is long off, is their own people finding their soul and standing up. And she's so empowered now, recording the doctors, recording the other nurses, knowing it's the vaccines, admitting it's the vaccines. I mean, there's like 30 minutes of doctors and, oh, the vaccine got it, killed them. Oh, they're dying. Oh, our own nurses are dying from the shot. And then they're all going to report her because she bitched on Facebook or Instagram. So she just recorded all them admitting they know what they're doing. Look, Fauci. And I know Bill Gates has a compulsion to kill people. He can't help it. So everybody thinks, well, they must be in charge if they're doing this. No, they're just like every other tyrant. They're going to lose because they're not going to stop until all of you have to finally wake up or you're dead. So they will go down. They're making a real run at us. I've studied history. So everybody better get that through your heads. And I mean that to our general audience, but also the dumbo liberals that tune in. You're not part of the establishment. You're useless eaters to the globalists. I don't want to kill you. I don't want to be at war with you. I want to empower you. But I assure you that you are dead in the next decade or so with this plan, because you heard that nurse earlier. She said, I don't know what they're going to hit us with next. All the doctors know. They've already looked at it under microscopes. They've already looked at it's synthetic spike protein that they could be spraying on us or is coming from the vaccine. The FDA voted 16-2 Saturday, and their scientists kept getting up there on the board saying that it's the vaccine that caused this. But I'm not even sure if that's the case. Owen, what do you make of this incredible time we're alive in right now?
Well, she said something. She said, hey, you know, Alex, I hadn't heard of you until about a year ago. And maybe I saw your name and you were labeled as a conspiracy theorist or the guest you had on. And what I'm seeing happening now is that InfoWars, use whatever analogy, it's like a funnel of truth or a black hole of reality. And it's, you know, anytime in a funnel, the point where it goes through is the smallest point. So somebody like Jody O'Malley wants to warn Americans what's going on with the vaccines, what's going on with hospitals. So she thinks, okay, well, the outer rim is the mainstream media. So that's where you start. And she realizes, wait, none of these people are interested in covering the story. In fact, they're covering it up. What is going on here? And so slowly but surely, she gets all the way down to the bottom of the funnel of reality, the bottom of the black hole of truth. And where is it? It's InfoWars. Nobody else will have these guests on.
Or Veritas.
They're all afraid. It's Project Veritas, it's InfoWars, and there's other great...
And Tucker Carlson. But no, we're only saying we are at the center of it. I mean, Tucker Carlson says that publicly because we're under attack. And that's why you praying for us is the one that's more important than money, more important than word of mouth. Folks, we need those prayers as a literal spiritual force field because I can feel it and see it.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And it's all of us coming together. And, you know, here's the other thing, too, Alex. People have been living agnostic or atheistic lifestyles because they haven't really seen the evil or been faced with the evil. Now the evil is just out and in the general public.
And it's going to get worse.
They're everywhere. And so people are naturally turning back to God. It's like they say there's no atheists in foxholes. They're seeing the Satanists praise abortion. They're seeing the leftists mad that they can't stop a beating heart in the womb. They're seeing the borders being surrendered by Biden. They're seeing the politicians and the media lie to them 24/7. They're seeing all of these institutions and establishments in the legacy media and political class just done with the Constitution, done with the Bill of Rights, done with your sovereignty, done with all of it. And they're realizing, whoa, there it really is something at my doorstep. Obama said, don't listen to the voices out there telling you tyranny's around the corner. Really, Barack? Here we are, 2021, right around the corner. And what do we see? Global government, world tyranny, medical tyranny. If I go around this, if you went out, and you ask somebody, because people's brains don't really function very well, sadly, these days with the food and the TV and everything. And you said, hi, sir, are you for forced medication? The natural response would be, no, I'm not for forced medication. Of course not. But then if you said, are you for forcing people to take a vaccine mandate? Well, now.
Or you say, are you for them forcing experimental medicines on you?
Yeah, you can go even
further. Because if experimental, then they lied and said it wasn't.
But imagine, as Tucker Carlson has said it, as they've all said it, hell, even there's a video of an Australian police officer being confronted about this saying, well, I don't like it either. I'm just doing my job. I'm just doing what they tell me to do. Really? Well, if they told you to put a Colt 45 up against their head and blow their brains out, would you do that too? Where is the line? Where is the line?
By the way, I want to go back to the photo they just put up for TV viewers, radio listeners. You can see this. It's a bunch of so-called movie stars and quote, hip-hop and music stars doing the Illuminati one eye where they put their, you know, index and thumb together and the other three fingers sticking out. Now that symbolizes occultism and Satanism and Luciferianism today. But really, God is connected to us through our third eye, our spirit, which they now scientifically know is, you know, just an interface in our brain, but to a dimensional point beyond our dimension. So they're all saying they're the Illuminati, they're illuminating, they have the third eye. So we didn't think illumination is bad, we didn't think the third eye is bad. They all have counterfeited that for Satan and are saying they're the third eye. They're saying they're the other dimension. They're saying they're the connection to God, but they're their opposite. They are the ones that don't have the connection to God. They're the ones that have sold out to Satan.
And most of them probably don't even have a clue what they're getting involved with until they see it firsthand. Like that one young lady who talked about going to a Halloween party where they were taking your blood and said you can't have cell phones.
Yeah, that's not how you open your third eye. That's how you open yourself up to demonic, low-level stuff. If you open up the third eye, that's the Holy Spirit, folks. Then you start seeing further and further, interconnected to the universe and God. And and Satanists have zero of that.
And you realize
when you're into devil worship, you have zero third eye. Zero. They all tell you they've got it because they do not have it. They are going to take that away from you.
And you realize how small you are.
Look how pathetic they are. These people do not have a third eye that's open.
Yeah, Marina Abramovic with Jay-Z there. But, Alex, here's what it comes down to as we come.
They're trying to act like they're powerful, all these weak. Can you imagine being in a room? Look at the empty weakness of these people. You can feel the resonance of that. That is the lowest level of failure on screen.
I want to be as far away from that as possible. That has zero attractiveness to me at all. None of it.
You know where the third eye is? Is on a mountaintop with your children and your wife. It's praising God and saying, thank you, God, for this great creation you gave us. Thank you for your son. That opens the third eye.
As we close this segment, Alex, here's the big picture that everybody needs to understand that you've been talking about for years. The global elite have created a breakaway civilization. They're done with us, okay? The ship's about to leave the planet, not literally, but...
But they think literally.
But this is the plan. They've been building a separate society. They're ready to break away from us. They're ready to rip the cord on us. They're done. And they look at it like they're doing us a favor, Alex. Well, we're going to spare you and make us our slaves and our batteries, and we'll feed you some garbage, and we'll feed you some poop water, and we're going to sterilize you and force medicate you and put you in a prison. But, hey, we let you survive. You know, you're welcome. We're letting you survive. We're letting you live. It's our planet now. We could just be done with you and wipe you all out. Look at the Georgia Guidestones.
And that's because they know if they tell us they're going to kill us outright, we'll fight back. So it's just like, you're going to drink poop water and you're going to eat bugs. The Washington Post, both pages. We make cows have bags up their butts because they're evil, and you're evil too, and you're going to eat garbage. Same page.
People think they were crazy if they tune in for the first time. Folks, Bill Gates is on record saying he wants you to drink poop water. You read the story earlier today saying they're upcycling trash for us to eat. Okay? I don't want to be a slave. I like living life to the fullest, damn it.
Let's show a slave Biden at the UN when we come back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
First, let's play him talking about the New World Order and saying China owns us one more time. Here it is.
We, and particularly you, your class, has an incredible window of opportunity to lead in shaping a New World Order for the 21st century.
New World Order.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create... a new world order.
A new world order.
I do know a lot about foreign policy. As much as anybody in this room, including if you're Henry Kissinger, who I love. Folks, we have mortgaged our foreign policy. Everyone's out there going, oh my God, how in God's name? You know, the Chinese came here and the president didn't get anything. Guess what? They own us.
The New World Order. How I learned to love the New World Order. Yeah, that's something he wrote in the New York Times, April 23rd, 1992. Why not breathe life into the UN Charter? Well, they've all gone and pledged allegiance to it. Owen Schroeder's riding shotgun with me. He's on Host the War Room today at 3 p.m. Harrison Smith is. He hosted the Washington Journal this morning, 8 a.m. So we're shaking stuff up here, not because stuff's stagnant. We're just always shaking it up, taking it to the next level. Owen, when you add this to Millie and everything else, they're just, and Sarah Silverman, all of them, they're just preparing us to be slaves. It's here.
Well, and when are we going to reach a threshold of Americans that are just sick and tired of this? And then what does the national debate become next? And I think that our election system has kind of been the focal point of this, or the nucleus of this, because we feel like we've already reached that threshold.
And Build Back Better, we passed a long time ago, is the UN slogan for tearing everything down and bringing it in. And so there, where is Governor DeSantis? Where is Governor Abbott? Where is Rand Paul? I mean, this is all world government out in the open. They admit it in the newspaper, and then none of them challenge it. None of them challenge a corporate authoritarian world government. They'll challenge the policies, but never rally Americans against the globalism, and that's why we're failing. That's why. That's why every day I hammer, it's not Biden's the reason we're not slaves. It's that we've let him do this. This is how, and it's all about, oh, my crackheads son can sell paintings for $1 million or payoffs. I can have, you know, 100,000 Haitians run over the border if I want. We can say you're not essential and keep you in the house, but Hollywood's allowed to meet and hug each other, you know, because they're above the law, but we're going to arrest you if you're not wearing your mask and in California on the street. I mean, it's all about them training us that they're above the law, Owen.
Well, and look, the only one that got into a position of leadership that was rallying against globalism was Donald Trump. And what did we see? 50,000 people per rally. 50,000 people.
And we've seen Bolsonaro, who's even better than Trump, stabbed. He can't go to a restaurant, which is fine. He eats pizza on the side of the road because they all know who he is and said, we weren't letting you in. The mayor said, don't come here. You didn't put in your body the shot we wanted, an experimental shot. What a freak show. We're already in a freak show. Wake up. Come out of the trance. Let's start getting to this disgusting speech. We'll play it and stop it. This is this morning at the UN General Assembly that the Rockefellers paid for. We're all under the Rockefeller system. It's a Rockefeller world right now, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the clear and urgent choice that we face here at the dawning of what must be a decisive decade for our world. A decade that will quite literally
stop there. And you see this, I'll spread this in all the newspapers. This is the decade for globalism. This is the decade to make cows wear fart bags. This is the decade to make you eat garbage and drink sewage water and bugs. It's, I showed you the Washington Post. This article, you'll eat bugs, you'll eat rotten food, fart bags on the cows, potty train the cows are evil. I mean, it's all just total takeover, ladies and gentlemen. And this is their decade of overthrowing freedom and everything else. Keep rolling.
As a global community, we're challenged by urgent and looming crises wherein lie enormous opportunities if we can summon the will and resolve to seize these opportunities. Will we work together to save lives, defeat COVID-19?
Head pause. When he had to fly on his private jet when it was broken, the climate czar, John Kerry, doesn't wear a mask. But, oh, look, he's wearing two at the UN. Just like a few weeks ago at 9/11. They're all back there in the area not wearing masks, but they put them on for TV. Again, it's all theater. Continue.
He's double vaxxed,
everywhere,
too.
And take the necessary steps to prepare ourselves for the next pandemic, for there will be another one. Or will we fail to harness the tools at our disposal?
Hey, pause again. So there will be another one because they're cooking them up because it's their power to take control as Operation Lockstep and their own UN documents, the Judicial Watch got in 2007, said they would. People ask Owen how I knew this was all coming. It's in all their damn plans, Owen. We have their freaking playbook.
This is pretty, I said it today, Alex, this is a historic moment. I mean, Joe Biden has announced the U.S. has surrendered to the globalist government, to the UN. Borders down. He's here announcing it. Oh, we're going to defeat COVID with the New World Order, and then we're going after climate change. So what do you think he means by that?
And then Klaus Schwab and all of them say, we're going to get used to lockdowns and tracker systems, and then now it's going to be the carbon tax. It's official. And where are our leaders? Where's Rand Paul? Where's Ted Cruz? Where's Josh Hawley? Where's the West Virginia governor that's against carbon taxes? These apps are going to track us and tell us where we can go, what we can do officially. I've read four books by Schwab. He says them in four of them. He's on TV. He runs things. Bill Gates, Australia's already started it. It's care. But why won't they stand against it up front? Why do they always react instead of acting?
Where's the sense of urgency? Where's a coalition of representatives? It should be Democrats and Republicans that want Americans to be sovereign and live in a free nation. That shouldn't be a Republican thing or a one-party thing or a one-individual thing. Where is anybody that wants to pick up the energy and the steam where Trump left off, having 50,000 people at a rally, rallying against the globe?
Because he wasn't a globalist for all his faults, but they are all put in power, bought and paid for and picked because they write op-eds in the New York Times 30 years ago saying, I want to get rid of America and have the UN run everything. And that's what the New World Order is. Folks, the UN runs giant child kidnapping rings, huge extermination, genocide operations in Rwanda, everywhere else. They have thousands of slaves at their headquarters in all over the world, trimming the grass with scissors. They hate everyone. It is the most murderous criminal organization the world's ever seen.
Imagine being in a coma and waking up in this world after, you know, a 10-year or 15-year coma. You wouldn't even believe it. You'd think the aliens came and conquered the Earth. Some sort of weird extra-dimensional demonic alien force.
And then you look at the people carrying this out. Boris Johnson looks like a child molester. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying he's a child molester. I'm saying he looks like one. Ryan Stelter. All these people just look like total buffoon idiots. Reanimated dead hogs.
The inversion of reality is really something else. They said Nazis for 4 years. Now they're telling you they want to check your papers.
Now they go to $50,000 a plate dinners, fly on private jets, then say tax the rich. What the hell does that mean?
I honestly, it's not even irony. It's just hilarious. I don't even know. It's just rubbing it in your face. AOC. Whose real name is Sandy. Now that's actually come out. All of her friends call her Sandy. They followed her around. Everybody calls her Sandy. It's just this Democrat thing with the acronyms. But her boyfriend is from it was worth hundreds of millions of dollars. The people she hangs out with are all billionaires that skip taxes, by the way. They don't even pay their taxes, Alex.
They don't wear a mask either. They don't take the shots they tell us to. We're going to come back. Let's just write notes. Let's play the speech. And then let's respond to it. It's horrible. It's what you knew would happen. I mean, it's insane. But don't let them demoralize you. They're going to lose.
We're already halfway through September 2021. It's just incredible. And now the world is waking up that InfoWars was the tip of the spear and was dead on. That's why it's more important than ever to keep us on air. And I thank you all for your support, your prayers, and your word of mouth that is key to circumvent and override the censors. And get great products at InfoWarsStore.com at the same time that are 50% off that make you healthier, wiser, and overall a stronger immune system. We have Winter Sun, 50% off, vitamin D3, back in stock. We have Ultra 12, high-quality vitamin B12, take it out of the tongue again, back in stock, 50% off. We have our incredibly strong turmeric extract concentrate, back in stock, 50% off. We have our great sleep aid.
Knockout, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com, and the hair and beard formula for men. It's also great for women. It's really a multivitamin. Back in stock, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We can't stay on air without you. Please continue to support us. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Plus, these are great products. Please take action.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Now scheduled next segment. We had one of his big whistleblowers on last hour. Owen Schroeder's here with me. I'm Alex Jones. I mean, it's hard to watch this Biden clip. I mean, we already played him saying we're run by China. They own us. It's over. We've mortgaged ourselves to them, meaning our elites have sold us out. That's basically in the Wall Street Journal again, saying how pure and great he is as a communist. He'll teach us how to live. And Xi pushes Mao's vision is the name of the article. Here it is on your TV viewer. I'll show it to you. It's unbelievable. I read the whole article I did this morning just to get an idea about this. But it made Xi mad when they censored Trump. So he thinks the globalists are a little too big for their britches. So now he's arresting some of their people and taking over their companies. It just shows how they're busy getting rid of due process in America and henpecking us because we're domesticated. And then the dictators just slap them around, Owen. And then and the globalists just roll over and Mark Zuckerberg pees himself and asks Xi Jinping, can I name my daughter after you? And he said, no.
Well,
and he goes, oh, sir. Oh.
Think about, too, now, after the fallout of Afghanistan, China, of course, moving right in, just ready to move right in there, get those resources and continue their monopoly on it's like 98% of the world's rare minerals.
And now the guy, you guys actually found the digital version of the Washington Post article from this weekend. Yeah, there it is. People got to read this article. Xi Jinping aims to rein in Chinese capitalism in support of Mao's socialist vision. And that's what they've done here. So let's hear. I mean, to me, it's even surreal. I knew this was all coming, but you talk about them getting us used to it. Here is the puppet that stole the election, has no support, telling us all these lies and pushing Agenda 2030 in our face at the UN. Let's just play it and listen to it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the clear and urgent choice that we face here at the dawning of what must be a decisive decade for our world. A decade that will quite literally determine our futures. As a global community, we're challenged by urgent and looming crises, wherein lie enormous opportunities if we can summon the will and resolve to seize these opportunities. Will we work together to save lives, defeat COVID-19 everywhere, and take the necessary steps to prepare ourselves for the next pandemic, for there will be another one? Or will we fail to harness the tools at our disposal as the more virulent and dangerous variants take hold? Will we meet the threat of challenging climate, the challenging climate we're all feeling?
I'm sorry, just stop it. I have to say something. I want you to just back it up 10 seconds. Remember, 15 days to flatten the curve, 2 months wear a mask, 18 months, well, it's permanent, get used to it, but take the vaccine, you don't have to wear a mask. Okay, you took the vaccine, you got to wear a mask. Okay, just take the vaccine, you won't have to be tested to go to college every day or work. Oh, now, even if you have the shots, you got to take more shots. Johnson & Johnson says every 2 months, the others say the same thing now. Oh, and you still got to be tested even if you have the shots. I mean, it's a trap. It's a scam. It's like you're like a pizza delivery guy, and you go to somebody's door, and they go, step in here for me, and they hit you in the back of the head with a club, and you wake up, and you're chained up, and somehow, you know, you get out of it, and they go, come back, I won't hit you in the head with a club again, and you come back, and they hit you again, and next you're tied down to a table, and they're getting ready to eat you. I mean, this is ridiculous. See, the public is so lemming-like, and they're in a trance. They can't believe they're being abused. They can't believe they're being attacked, Owen.
Well, there's an easy way to illustrate the control, the manipulation, the slavery that Biden is proposing here. You can just ask a simple question. Alex, just, you know, humor me here. Alex, do you want to live in fear of a virus?
No.
Okay. Well, sorry, you have no choice, actually. You're going to have to live in fear. Do you want to live in fear that the weather is going to kill everybody?
No.
Oh, sorry. Well, you have no choice, so you're going to have to live in fear the rest of your life. And, well, if you don't want to live in that fear, we're going to give you a nice little cell to live in, and it'll be about 4x4, and you can be nice and safe in there, because you're a danger to the world now. We've declared you a threat to the world because you're not afraid of a virus and you're not afraid of the weather. And so, well, now you're just a prisoner, you see.
Well, that's it. And all they do is tell us that just do what we say and we'll go back to normal. So people go, okay, I'll give my kids shots to play sports. Okay, I'll take it. And then you have a heart attack. And you go, whoa. And then suddenly nobody will talk to you. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, how do they used to get every culture to commit human sacrifice? Why would they do that? It's an exercise of power. And the same type of cults are in control and are literally having us sacrifice our children.
It's a psychology that most people can't understand. I know we got to get back to Biden, but Alex, the world elite look at the planet as theirs. They don't want you to take their oxygen, their water, their food, their land. It's theirs.
That's what Prince Philip said, and they love him. He said, they're a bunch of useless eaters. You're going to be culled. And you're now in the culling process, and our audience is the best hope we've got to fight this and stop it, and that's why you're so important. Back to the reanimated corpse puppet they put into power. Here it is.
As the more virulent and dangerous variants take hold, will we meet the threat of challenging
as the more virulent and deadly versions take hold? It takes hold. See, they're taking hold. Let's say so. Oh, you took the shot, but now it's worse. I mean, come on, people. You don't go have somebody fix your car because you had a popped tire, and then now your engine blows up when you leave. You take it back, and now something else breaks. They're breaking the equipment on the car to keep you under their control. Go back to this piece of filth. Just go back to him.
Well, we meet the threat of challenging climate. The challenging climate we're all feeling, already ravaging every part of our world with extreme weather? Or will we suffer the merciless march of ever-worsening droughts and floods, more intense fires and hurricanes, longer heat waves, and rising seas?
None of that's true. I'm sorry, back it up. It's in the stack of articles I read this morning. Guys, pull it up. Biden's creating a new agency a department in an agency to fight the warm weather and to teach people how to survive in the growing heat. And statistically, we're not getting hotter. It's all a lie. But it just doesn't matter. I mean, I remember in the 1980s, in two-a-days, when I was in middle school and stuff, when it was 115 degrees in Dallas. It ain't been 115 since then. It's BS, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, we just had the record cold and snowfall here in Austin. He might as well be giving a speech warning you that Martians are invading from Mars and the plutonium.
Well, the world ends in 2030. That's because they plan to kill everybody by then. You understand, folks? They say by 2030 they want to reduce the majority of the population. And they're getting started with a weak virus, and it's going to get stronger. You heard more deadly variants are going to take hold. They're going to take hold in you. They're going to kill you. They made it. They're going to release it.
That's why he said decisive decade, because this is the decade where the globalists make their global culling of the population. But there'd be just as much reality if he was up there telling you plutonians were coming and eight-headed monsters from Saturn's eighth moon are coming to eat you. There'd be just much reality in that as there is in what he's just said.
And here's the key to all this. What we need to do is, I guarantee you, they've got cures. They've got real vaccines for what they've released. And so we need people inside the Wuhan lab, inside the Chapel Hill labs. We need a long-term infiltration program, just like Dr. Boyle did to get into that special Harvard PhD. They give one a year. He got the Kissinger PhD about world government enslaving everybody, how the plan is to set up world government and kill everybody. That's how he knows about it. He has that PhD on record. That's why he was the head UN, you know, prosecutor and the rest of it, wrote the U.S. laws on bioweapons and chemical weapons. But he spent, you know, a lot of time to be the smartest guy, highest in his class, to get into that and the other elite schools. But all we need is people, whether you live on a golf course next to some of these people or anywhere, to befriend. This is a war. You're going to have to be an intelligence operative for God. And you're going to have to infiltrate and find out what's going on. Don't break the law or anything, but they've all got real vaccines. They've all got real all this stuff. That's what's going to be obvious is when they're killing. I mean, folks, they're going to kill everybody. I mean, most people listening are going to be dead in like 5-10 years if this continues. I mean, I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just saying. I mean, they're coming to kill everybody. You figured it out yet?
Well, who do you think you're dealing with that make viruses in a lab that's run by the Chinese military?
100 times worse than this one.
And they intentionally do spillover research. It's all in the documents so that they can get an animal virus transmittable to humans. They do gain-of-function research so that it's more communicable. Who does that? Who does that, Alex? Do you have any desire to do that?
Well, it's illegal. And then he lied to Congress. And, you know, he doesn't look so... Fauci looks like he's a deflated... little turnip now. He doesn't look so arrogant now, does he, Owen?
But see, here's the thing, Alex. The whole thing is a false flag because what they're going to do is, because they always like to show their hand. I mean, maybe Biden's being serious. I guess they are going to release a new dangerous variant.
What do you think Delta is? They released it.
But I'm saying
they sprayed it on Texas.
And then, but if they really release something that's like, you know, 50% you're going to die if you get it, then they'll just blame all the unvaccinated and that'll be the excuse to mop us all up.
Look, it's 1,000 data points that tell me this. They hit Florida and Texas. Just 4 months ago with a bioweapon.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have.
your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
James O'Keefe is joining us here in a minute or two. Owen Schroyer is riding shotgun with me, host of the War Room, weekdays, 3 p.m. Central. Let me tell you some of the other articles that are up on InfoWars.com right now that only get out to people if you share them. That's the whole war. When you take action, we win. If you don't, we're done. Obama Defense Secretary Leon Panetta admits he was involved with General Milley's secret CCP calls. What did I say 2 weeks ago? A week and a half ago, I said this is being run by Obama. It's his whole former administration. And now they're bragging about the tyranny and lying and saying Trump tried to overthrow the government with no proof, and then calling a foreign power and saying, don't worry, we've taken control of the nukes. This is conditioning us to learn that there's stay-behind networks that run things, even in case we get a good president elected. I mean, this is just, again, trampling us, training us to be slaves. Big breaking news on InfoWars.com from Patrick Howley of National File. County clerk submits report. The Colorado Secretary of State and Dominion destroyed election data. Very, very powerful info coming out. And the list goes on and on. Another big article on InfoWars.com. From Mises.org, very important, why natural immunity is a political problem for the regime and for the UN and all of them. Natural immunity isn't the problem, it's the target. It's what the mRNA erases, is your natural immunity. That's the domestication processes and saying the president to put in your body what they want, when they want. Before we get O'Keefe on here, again, please spread the word about the broadcast, support our local AM and FM stations, and get great products that you and your family need at the same time. Everybody needs affordable food in this unstable world that lasts a long time. It's high quality, the lowest prices you're going to find for quality. InfoWarsStore.com has the entire My Patriot Supply, Patriot Alliance catalog at the lowest prices you're going to find. And then a small part of the funding comes out of that to us to fund our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. We have the new film that is going to officially start shipping in 2 weeks. Pre-order it on DVD and get a free copy of Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement if you pre-order it. That's going to end once they officially start shipping. Then it'll be some new deals that we're going to have. But that's the best deal we're able to offer. It's an amazing deal. At InfoWarsStore.com, it's COVID Land Part 1. It is called The Lockdown, and it's $19.95. You get a free copy of Endgame with it at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got the filmmakers on the broadcast tomorrow. Now, joining us is James O'Keefe at Project Veritas, always breaking huge news. And James O'Keefe joins us. We already had one of his amazing whistleblowers, Jody O'Malley from HHS, an MSM RN who was over management and secretly recorded people admitting that the vaccine is causing a large portion of the illnesses and even deaths. And joining us to talk about this is James O'Keefe, Owen Schroyer riding shotgun. James, I know this is part one. Tell us about it. People that haven't seen it, everybody should share it right now. It got censored off the web last night, which is just incredible. And then part two, give us an idea of what's coming. James, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Alex. This video is blown up everywhere. You had Jody on, whistleblower. It's part one. This is a series of videotapes exposing what people inside the government and pharmaceutical companies are saying about the vaccine. So what you saw there was a federal employee. You heard her early on the program. The hospital has responded. HHS hospital has now given a response, Alex. They say they're investigating what Jody has reported. And again, Jody exposing doctors saying the vaccine is full of, in their words, shit. And also saying that myocarditis and heart issues were not reported to the CDC. The CDC mandates that those things are reported. And Jody recorded her colleagues saying they weren't reported. So there's a lot of people, Alex, like Jody out there, thousands of people that are in her position. But she was the first one to effectively do this. No one's ever done what she's done before. So we have the next installment tomorrow. Hospital, Alex, has not denied what Jody has said. So in other words, the tapes are true. And because they're true, Instagram took it down. Facebook took it down. It's still up on YouTube. It's currently trending on Twitter, even though I'm banned on Twitter. This is an extraordinary series of events. Things typically go this way when you get the damning footage because it's undeniable. So,
well, we need everybody to push this to the top of Twitter. So what is the hashtag or the term that's trending so we can get our audience to retweet it right now? You're not on Twitter. I'm not on Twitter. Owen's not there. But they're there for all of us. So listeners, go get this. Let's make it number one and save some lives so that more whistleblowers have the courage to come forward. What's the term we should all search?
Yeah, Eric, what's the COVID Vax Exposed is the current hashtag. Hashtag COVID Vax Exposed. And the video is populating everywhere. You can go on my Telegram and, like you and I talked about distribution by proxy, all you have to do is embed the video. Everyone's doing it. They can't get around the censorship. I'm sorry, the censorship is not stopping us. We're getting around the censorship. And the great thing, again, is that we've elicited a response from the hospital, and they have not denied what we've reported. So a lot of people inspired by Jody's example, there it is on Twitter. If you look at those videos, people are embedding them everywhere. It's distribution by proxy, just like we talked about.
Absolutely. And again, they wouldn't be trying to censor it if it wasn't exposing their narrative. I know you're not even anti-vaccine when they're good, clean, approved vaccines, but this isn't even a vaccine. The wheels are coming off, and as more whistleblowers come forward, I don't see how they're going to be able to cover this up, that this so-called shot is causing heart attacks, is causing COVID-like symptoms.
Yeah, I mean, I don't take a position on the vaccine. I'm just giving the people who are in the government a platform to talk about it. I mean, this is not pretend. This is a real human being. And she's willing to give up her career, her livelihood. She saw her friend die, and she cried about it. So I'm giving people an opportunity to speak. Tomorrow, you're going to hear from someone inside of another government agency. Talking about this and saying some pretty, I'm not going to tell you what he said yet because we're still producing it, but if I told you, Alex, it would evoke audible gasps from you. It's that shocking. So I don't think there's anything they can do to stop Project Veritas at this point. There's nothing that they can do to stop us because if they were to ban me at this point, people would just be more interested in what is coming out. So what I would encourage people to do is continue to blow up our tip line. It's veritastipsandprotonmail.com. Download the clips from our Telegram page and upload them everywhere. I don't think they want to take it off YouTube now because it's just going to help the story. They have to be very careful, Alex, about making this an international story by like removing me wholesale from YouTube and Instagram. So they're walking that line, censoring it a little bit, but not too much.
Well, I got to tell you, this is the Achilles heel of this whole thing. Is going to be whistleblowers, people on the inside. And as you said, her friend was a nurse from the video I've seen, and she died after the shot. I mean, the question is, how far will you go to submit to this? Well, her friend died, and then she has the doctors and nurses, for those that haven't seen the video, admitting they know this is going on. And I've talked to medical doctors in Austin. I ought to put you in touch with them. They're leaving a husband and wife, the hospital they work at there, because they're telling him to cover up what's going on. So I'll have to get you in contact with them. They're telling him, you're not going to tell people it's this vaccine. I mean, I think this house of cards is coming down. As you know, this weekend, the FDA voted 16-2 to not give booster shots and to not give to kids. And Fauci said, we don't care. We're going ahead with it. I mean, this is crazy.
Well, and the fact that they're not reporting things that they're supposed to report, that was one of the statements that struck me. Dr. Gonzalez, the ER doctor at the HHS clinic, saying, they're covering it under the rug, the mat. They're not reporting it even though they're supposed to. We've heard a lot of messages from people, why aren't they reporting these issues? And again, I'm not taking a position on the vaccine. I actually don't have one. My job is to tell people the truth. And sometimes the truth works both ways. It's not just one-sided. There may be problems here that people have a right to know about. There may be people in the pharmaceutical companies, Alex, that know things that they want to keep secret from the public, and the public needs to know this stuff.
Exactly. A free country has transparency. Owen's got a quick question for you. Got to go.
James, how many of the whistleblowers that came to you attempted to go to other media outlets first and got rejected with this big story?
I mean, there's no paradigm for them to release this story on any of the cable networks or anywhere. I mean, look at what's happening to us. We're getting banned off, it's being taken off Instagram. So
they have one narrative. They're not journalists. They just report lies. They won't even talk to people like her.
So Veritas and InfoWars or people that report this are the only hope for this information to get out.
Yeah, there's no place for people to go, Owen. This is what I've been saying for a long time with you guys. There's simply no other place for people to go. The only thing that these people fear is we the people. They don't fear the Congress. They don't fear anything. All they fear are the barbarians at the gates, the population effectively pushing back. My friend Laura Logan likes to say something which sounds pretty crazy, but I believe it's true. She effectively says that we're, as a country, we're at the gates of Auschwitz. And the coup has already happened. We're sort of being pushed into this Orwellian or apocalyptic dystopia. And the only thing that's going to stop us from entering those gates is we the people. And people like Jody, who's giving up her livelihood. There's thousands more like her, Alex. So stay tuned for tomorrow. I can't tell you exactly what it is. It's going to be huge. It's going to be sensational. It's going to get people to think in a way they've never thought before about what's going on in this country.
That's right. We will succeed. We don't have a choice. ProjectVeritas.com. We'll cover it tomorrow. Thanks, James O'Keefe.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to come back. Fourth hour, Paul Joseph Watson joins us, but I want to put some bookends on this. And I don't know if we have time to air it. If not, it's going to air on the War Room, or maybe I'll do a special report on it, because they had a great idea, some of the crew did, showing Trump's speech at the UN against the New World Order, again, juxtaposed with what Biden's saying.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.